Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling XPO. This is Cheryl. How can I help you?
Hi, Cheryl. This is Antoine. I've got a work order number for you.
One moment. What is the order number for the customer?
06, F is in Frank, A is in Apple, 7571.
One moment. I'm waiting for that order to load. Is this for our Kenneth Vanner?
Yeah.
Okay, was this completed on January the 30th? Because this is the only thing I'm pulling up for the customer.
Yes, it is.
Okay, how can I help you?
Do you see on the notes that there was additional work under the SKU 585-1742?
The only thing I'm showing is, because I'm not able to see that information, the last note on the order says that the order is invoiced. This is from your niece. She stated that the check will be paid via mileage and the client will be billed manually for the outlet.
The check will be paid what now?
Mileage.
Mileage. Okay. So I need to talk to your niece then. That's basically what you're saying, because I'm getting you guys to put this under one SKU, and then you agree to it. The DOD agrees to it. They pay for it with through a breeze code, and then I look up and I'm getting paid half of what I was supposed to get paid. And not that I'm saying anything, of course it wasn't you or anything, but this is going to be one of them things where nobody's got an answer. All they can do is tell me what Yanni said. So that's who I need to deal with.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, and I'll email her and figure out what's going on. I just wanted to see if it did detect, I mean, did the associate put it in there correctly and say, see if it was under the SKU number? Because I asked for the SKU number. She gave me the SKU number. I asked her, did I need to add anything else to it? Because XPO will take stuff off the top. So in order for me to get paid to 160, do I need to tell DOD something a little higher or something? Oh, no, everything's cool. Then I look up, it's only $80 being paid. And, of course, nobody's going to have any answers.
And I do understand what you're saying, because we do have a lot of texts calling in regarding that. And we're informed not to put the amount in the additional services. We're only able to put it in the notes. I'm not sure why.
Well, that's why I always ask for the SKU number. SKU number
okay.
Is SKU number. So whatever the SKU number pays, then that should already be written in stone. We're not discussing amounts. You basically tell me what the amount is by saying what the SKU number says. So I'm not naming prices. I'm going by your numbers. And then I get paid. It's never what it's supposed to be. So it's a constant circle jerk. You know, and I'll ask everybody the same way every time I do it. Okay, do you see anything wrong? Is this? And everybody sounds this is nice. And, yep, everything's good. Everything's great. Look around, I get either 70 or 60 or 50% of what I'm supposed to get, and nobody got answers. So I'll just email Yanis and find out what's going on. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I do thank you for calling again with XPO and start your day.